Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Sheinbloom. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Holt. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Greg Nettles. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Frank Castro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Loke. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Merritt. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Merritt. And now, play ball. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal strikes out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt strikes out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Castro. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nettles. Brown reaches second base with a double. Alves scores. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Merritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Merritt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Askew trying to get to third. Holt throws the ball into Rollins, who tags Askew for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Horton moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum, who is chasing the ball. Allison reaches third base with a triple. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 1 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Holt, who is chasing the ball. Cardenal reaches third base with a triple. Tiant goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenal scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-1 in the game. Castro strikes out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-1 in the game. Look takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Merritt. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Look moves to second. Ron Keller pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Boswell now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Hall pinch hits for Lou Piniella. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Harper pinch runs for Jimmy Hall. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alvis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harper moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Two outs. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tommy Harper now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-2 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles strikes out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Look and he is out, Clark applying the tag. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Nelson takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nelson. The throw from Look and he is safe. Nelson steals second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelson moves to third. Sheinblum moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew catches it and throws to first to double up Askew. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-2 in the game. Castro hits a pop-up towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Nelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Look strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a fly ball into left field. Castro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Rosporo pinch hits for Dave Boswell. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Sheinblum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Nelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal moves to second. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Nelson moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allison scoops it up and throws to first, with Miller covering, for the out. Nelson moves to third. Sheinblum moves to second. One out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton is walked intentionally. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to home to get Nelson. Sheinblum moves to third. Horton moves to second. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Sheinblum scores. Horton moves to third. Harper moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brown is hit by the pitch. Horton scores. Harper moves to third. Alvis moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Indians. Eddie Leon pinch runs for Larry Brown. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Leon now playing shortstop. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Allison strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro is 0-for-3 in the game. Castro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Castro reaches second base with a double. Rollins moves to third. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-3 in the game. Clark hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Look is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Look is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Look strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.